Are you struggling to get leads for your senior photography business? Do you feel like you are saying, "Hello, is anyone out there?" only to hear nothing back? Do you feel like you are just sitting back and waiting for someone to contact you about a senior photo shoot? I don't know about you, but waiting isn't fun. So we have to be able to actively generate leads so that we can get booked. In today's episode, I'm sharing tips on getting more leads so you can book more senior sessions because, after all, we need to get booked to keep our businesses going. Hey, y'all. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business. And I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. You know you have great images and an amazing portfolio. You know you are super fun to work with and have a passion for photographing high school seniors. But how do you turn that into leads? How do you get others interested in working with you and interested in your photography? How do you get your calendar booked with senior clients that want exactly what you have to offer? It all starts with leads. You need a lead in order to turn that lead into a booked client, and you need a system in place that ensures leads consistently come in and you don't have to just sit back and wait and hope. First off, let's talk about what a lead is. A lead is simply a person interested in your services. And in our case, that means a person interested in possibly getting their senior photos taken by us. A lead is typically someone who sends you a DM asking about your services, or someone that fills out a contact form or calls you to inquire. To generate leads, we have to create awareness. My business coach once said to me, if you have a party but don't invite anyone to come, how will they know about the party? They won't, and you will be left sitting alone eating all the appetizers and drinking all the cocktails all by yourself. Actually, that doesn't sound too bad, but seriously, who wants to sit alone at their own party? The truth is, if we are not consistently inviting people to the party, aka our business, and consistently letting people know who we are and what we do, they won't be interested. We have to create a strategic marketing plan that allows us to consistently create awareness with potential clients. Once we create awareness, we can then create interest, desire, and action. The trouble we sometimes get into is thinking that awareness immediately creates action, but there is a lot of in between, and we have to consistently market our business in order to take clients from the awareness stage to taking action. There are many ways a potential client can become aware of us. Perhaps a potential lead saw a friend of theirs share a photo you took of them on social, or a mom of a senior was chatting with another mom and your name came up. Perhaps a potential client did a quick search on Google and your website came up, so they clicked and looked around. Great! Those potential clients are now aware of you and what you have to offer. But how can we take that lead to the next step, which is interest? Let me ask you if you've ever experienced this situation. You hear about a cute new boutique in town and you want to go check it out. You walk into this boutique and the person behind the counter doesn't say anything to you. They don't engage in conversation. They don't ask if they can help you or anything. You browse around, but suddenly nothing in their store is of interest to you because the person isn't engaging with you. The person isn't talking to you, isn't sharing what it is their business has to offer. What if your business was like that boutique? Someone is aware of you, they visit your social media or website, but are left with really no information, nothing engaging them or making them become more interested in your service. They see pretty photos, but nothing more. We have to educate, create interest, and speak directly to our potential clients. We cannot just sit back and hope they see something they like once they become aware of us. Instead, we should create messages that speak directly to these potential clients. Tell them exactly how we can help them or what we provide that they could be looking for. Share these messages in places where potential clients are. We want to start a conversation and build a relationship. We want to have a conversation when someone walks into our online boutique, if you will. I know we don't really have an online boutique, but we have an online presence, and that is our social representation, social media representation of our business. So we want to engage with them. We don't want to be like that boutique clerk that doesn't even say hello. Maybe we don't physically hang out where our potential clients are, but we can hang out with them online. We can reach them through social media, through our website, through so many channels where we can start that relationship and take that awareness to the next level. When it comes to senior photography, we have two types of clients or leads, the senior and the mom. And it is important to get in front of both of these types of clients and get them interested in what we have to offer. Moms are on Facebook and teens are on Instagram or TikTok. By creating a consistent presence on these platforms, you can turn awareness of you into interest. You can share your brand message. You can speak directly to your potential client and let them know what you can do for them. Your messaging needs to be all about your potential client or lead, not about you. And you should be creating interest in you by developing relationships and allowing these potential clients to get to know you. Once a potential client or lead becomes interested in you and what you offer, they start to have a desire to work with you. By sharing what it's like on a shoot, how you help your clients, how you interact with your clients, you create a desire that this potential client also wants in their senior experience. Now that you've created that desire to work with you, that's when the action takes place. The person contacts you to inquire and becomes a lead that you can convert to a booking. And that's where we want to be, right? That's the goal. When you go through the process of creating awareness, interest, desire, and action, you're taking a cold lead to a warm and hopefully hot lead. What do I mean by that? A cold lead is someone who really knows nothing about you and shows no interest in your business. A warm lead is someone who knows a little bit more about you and has shown interest. An example is a person that has followed you on Instagram, maybe since they were a freshman in high school, because a senior they knew and looked up to had their photos taken by you and they tagged you in that photo they shared on Instagram. This freshman saw it and thought, one day I'm going to be a senior and I maybe want this person to take my photos. So they started following you. And because you consistently show up on Instagram and provide valuable content, this lead feels like they know you, which makes them a warm lead. A warm lead is much more valuable because they have shown interest in you by either following you or signing up for your newsletter or visiting your website. And finally, a hot lead is someone who is in need of your product or service. Someone who is a senior looking for a photographer for their senior session. So let's go back to that freshman who started following you because a senior they knew used you for their senior photos. And they have become even more interested in you through their sophomore and junior year because you have consistently shown up. You've engaged with this person. You've followed them back. Maybe you've liked and commented on their post. Maybe they've commented on yours through these last few years and you've replied to their comments. You've provided valuable information that is of interest to this person. And then they have finally become a senior. But because they've spent all this time being a warm lead, someone who has consistently followed you and interested in what you are posting, what you are offering. When they become a senior, they immediately become a hot lead. They know that they want you to take their photos. Our goal is to try to turn cold leads into warm leads and hot leads by marketing to them. Creating a relationship with potential leads and potential clients is how we can take a cold lead to a hot lead. In order to nurture potential leads, we need to consistently create content that speaks to them and content that is of interest to them. Creating content that shares information or educates them or solves a problem they may have is a great way to build that relationship. Engaging with these potential leads on social is also a great way to nurture and build a relationship with them. Comment on their post, reply to comments they leave on your post, and frankly, just be social with them on social. Now, the cold hard truth is that not all leads turn into a booked client. But guess what? That's okay. There's not one photographer out there that can turn 100% of their leads into booked clients. It's just not possible. But knowing that doesn't necessarily make it easier when we don't book a lead. So let's talk about the mindset that affects us when it comes to leads and bookings. It can be a little disappointing or sometimes even crushing when we don't convert a lead to a booked client. I don't know about you, but I get super excited every single time I get an inquiry or a lead. I think, oh yay, this person wants me to take their senior photos. But that isn't always the case just because the person reached out to me. Not every lead is your ideal client. But if we have a system in place to generate more leads, the more we get, the more we can book. So what is a good number of leads? I actually get asked this question a lot, to be honest. And I'm not really sure there's a magic number that fits everyone. In order to find the number of leads you need in order to get the number of actual bookings you need, we've got to work backwards and do a little math. And if you're like me, that's never really that fun. But you do need to ask yourself, how many bookings do you need a month for your business? Or how many bookings do you need per senior season? Let's say you want to book 20 senior sessions for the season. If you got 400 leads, you would need to convert 5% of those in order to book 20 sessions. The more leads you get, the more you can book. Or you can work on increasing the percentage of leads to bookings, meaning booking 10% versus 5%. So let's talk about how you generate more leads. The best way to do this is to use multiple sources to generate leads and not just one. You've heard the term not putting all your eggs in one basket, and that definitely applies here. All too often, I see people post once and then ghost, or maybe post for a week and then ghost, or maybe their only marketing strategy is social media, which is putting all your eggs in one basket. And that is not always the best philosophy when it comes to generating more leads. You need to be using multiple marketing strategies in order to generate the most possible leads so that you can turn those leads into booked clients. I'm going to go through 7 ways to generate more leads. Number 1 is blogging. Yes, I know, blogging is the first thing to go when we are busy, but blogging is actually a great way to generate leads. Why? Because blogging increases your SEO. Your SEO helps your Google ranking, and showing up higher on Google gets more people aware of you and then possibly taking action, clicking on your site, getting to know you, becoming interested, and then becoming that warm or hot lead. Honestly, most people don't go past that first or second page of a Google search. So what you want to do is blog to increase your SEO and land on that first or second page. I mean, honestly, look at your own habits. How many times do you do a Google search for something and you don't necessarily go past that first or second page? So if you're doing that, think about all the other people that are doing that, and you want to make sure that you're doing everything possible to show up on that first page. Blogging will help that. Number two, Pinterest. I think this is something a lot of us don't really think about in terms of generating more leads. I mean, I use Pinterest all the time, but it's to be inspired or to find, you know, something I'm looking for, right? But teenagers use it too. So if we can show up on Pinterest and be one of the images a senior might possibly pin for their future senior session, that can be a lead to that senior using us for their senior photos. So what you want to do is use Pinterest in relationship to your blogging. They kind of go hand in hand. So if you're going to blog, then pin images from your blog to Pinterest so that when seniors are searching for inspiration for their senior shoot, they will possibly see your images, pin them, and learn more about you in order to book you for their senior session. Number three, vendor relationships. Now, I know a lot of senior photographers don't quite have the number of vendors that a wedding photographer might work with. You know, they're dealing with florists and venues and videographers and DJs and all of those vendors. But a senior photographer doesn't quite have that many vendors to work with. But it doesn't mean that vendor relationships cannot be used to generate more leads. We still have potential vendor relationships that can help us. Think about working with boutiques where seniors shop, hair and makeup artists, and more. These are vendors that you can cultivate a relationship with and work together to increase awareness of your brand to their customers and their brand to your customers. Number four, referrals and social proof. This is a huge lead generator and one that I feel I get most of my leads from. Teens themselves sharing their experience with me to their friends. I often get new leads that say, "Hey, I heard about you from so-and-so." That's how a lead turns into a booked client. Typically, if their friend has told them about me, that gives me a much higher conversion rate on that particular booking. Make sure you are giving every client a great experience so that they can't help but refer you to their friends. Number five, a model program. This honestly goes hand in hand with referrals because a model team is out there referring you to their friends by sharing their images from their model shoots and talking to their friends about you. So make sure you create a great relationship with your models so you can use them as a lead generator. Number six, social media. This is a big one, but like I said earlier, it shouldn't be the only one. Social media is a great place to create awareness about what you do, who you are, and how you can help potential clients. Be consistent and share so that the more people get to know you through social, the higher their conversion rate will be once they take action and inquire with you. Number seven, your inner circle. I think this one is often overlooked because we don't think about them as possible lead generators, but the people you know could be very well your potential clients. Remember when you first started out in photography and you reached out to anyone you knew to ask if they knew a senior who needed photos? Well, don't forget that that same thing can be done even when you're an established photographer. Keep checking in with the people you know and ask them, "Hey, do you know a senior that may be interested in senior photos?" Even past clients may know someone in need of a senior session, so don't forget to ask. Generating more leads can result in booking more clients. The bottom line is, if you get nothing else out of this episode, listen up right now. In order to generate leads for your senior photography business, you have to consistently let people know about you and what you offer. You cannot just sit back and wait on the phone to ring or hope you hear that email ding. You have to consistently market your business so that you create awareness, interest, and nudge potential clients to take action. Remember, you have to invite people to the party so you aren't left sitting alone, stuffing your face with pigs in a blanket, or whatever your appetizer of choice is, but rather create conversation and build relationships with people so they won't think about booking anyone else for their senior photos. I hope today's episode helped you realize that a lead is how you start to get more bookings. You've got to start somewhere. You've got to create that interest in you. You've got to create that awareness in you so that someone can take action and book you as their senior photographer. You want to be the only person that they maybe even consider for their senior photos. Next week, I'll be back with an all-new episode of the podcast where I'm going to talk about what do you do once you have a booked client. That's right. We're going to go through the booking workflow. So over the course of the next week, I want to challenge you guys to work on getting more leads. How do you do that? I want you to start inviting people to your party. What do I mean by that? I want you to create awareness. Take the next 7 days until the next podcast comes out and create awareness. Post on social consistently. Tell people who you are and what you have to offer in multiple ways. Create that relationship. Start commenting, talking, being social with others. I want you to ask your inner circle who they might know that's a senior and reach out to that person. I want you to check in with your model program, your models on your team, and say, hey, do you guys know anyone that needs senior photos taken? I want you to reach out to a vendor, a boutique in town, your hair and makeup artist. Ask them how you can work together, or just simply ask them, do you know a senior who may need a senior photo? Use Pinterest and blog. Those are your goals for, that's a whole lot, right? That's 7 days of work, but you can do it. Be consistent for 7 days and let me know how you're doing. If you have any questions, be sure to reach out to me via Instagram DM at Seniorology, or you can email me at info@seniorology.com. You can even join our free Facebook community where we will continue the conversation of turning a lead into a booked client. I want to hear from you, so let me know how this episode is going to help you in getting more leads that lead to more bookings. Until next week, thanks guys for listening, and I'll see you next week right here at the Seniorology Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.